ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। So today we will be reading from Granthra Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto number 6, Chapter number 9, the appearance, the chapter entitled The Appearance of the Demon Vrittasur. And today's text or the verse is text number 39, verse 39. Since it's a pretty long verse, I have been requested to just read it. And then we will do the word-to-word meaning repetition.
Atha hava tava mahimma mritarasa samudra viprusa sakrita aviladhya swamanasi nishyanandamanana vrita sukhena vismrita drishta shruta vishaya sukha lesha bhasah parama bhagavata Ekatino Bhagavati Sarva Bhuta Priya Suruti Sarvatmani Nirantaram Nirvitra Manasaha Katham Uhava Eta Madhu Mathna Puna Swartha Kushalahi Atma Priya Surida Sadhavastva Charnam Bhuja Nusevanam Vistranjanti Nayatra Punar ayam samsara parya pritaha.
Translation is purported by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ji ki, Ananta Koti Vaishnavrinda ki, jai. Kindly repeat after me. Ataha, therefore, vava, indeed, tava, your mahima of glories, amrita of the nectar, rasa of the mellow, samudra of the ocean, viprusha by a drop, sakrit only once, avali dhaya tasted, swamanasi in his mind, Nishyandamana, flowing, anavarata, continuously, sukhena, by the transcendental bliss, visramrita, forgotten, drishta, from material sight, shruta, and sound, vishaya sukha, of material happiness, lesha abhasaha, the dim reflection of a tiny portion. Param Bhagvataha, great exalted devotees. Ekantinaha, who have faith only in the Supreme Lord and nothing else. Bhagavati, in Supreme Personality of Godhead. Sarvabhuta, to all living entities. Priya, who is dear most? Suhridi, the friend. Sarva Atmani, the super soul of all. Nitaram, completely. Nirantaram, continuously. Nivritta, with happiness. Manasaha, those whose minds. Katham, how. Uha, then, va, or, ete, these, madhu mathana, O killer of the madhu demon, punaha, again, swa artha kushalaha, who are expert in the interest of life, he, indeed,
Atmapriya Surdaha, who have accepted you as the super soul, dear most lover and friend, Sadhavaha, the devotees, Tvat Charana Ambuja Anusevam, service to the lotus feet of your lordship, Visrajanti, can give up, Na, not, Yatra, wherein, Punaha, again, I am, this, Samsara Parayavartaha, repetition of birth and death within this material world. Therefore, O killer of the Madhu demon, incense and transcendental bliss flows in the minds of those who have even once tasted but a drop of the nectar from the ocean of your glories. Such exalted devotees forget the tiny reflection of so-called material happiness produced from the material senses of sight and sound, free from all desires. Such devotees are the real friends of all living entities, offering their minds unto you and enjoying transcendental bliss. They are expert in achieving the real goal of life. O Lord, you are the sole and dear friend of such devotees who never need return to this material world. How could they give up engagement in your devotional service? Purport by His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada Ji ki Jai. Although non-devotees, because of their mere knowledge and speculative habits, cannot understand the real nature of the Lord, a devotee who has once tasted the nectar from the Lord's lotus feet can realize what transcendental pleasure there is in the Lord's devotional service. A devotee knows that simply by rendering service to the Lord, He serves everyone. Therefore, devotees are real friends to all living entities. Only a pure devotee can preach the glories of the Lord for the benefit of all conditioned souls. Om Ajnana Timirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Jena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. Shri Chaitanya Manoyabhishtam Sthapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamahyam Dadati Swapadantikam. Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Guru Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadadvetam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Sri Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitamscha. He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Pranamami Hari Priye Pranamami Hari Priye Vanchakalpataro Bhyascha Kripa Sindhu Bhyayevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Aradhyo Bhagavan Vrajesha Tanayas Tattham Vrindavanam Ramyaka Chidupasana Vrajuvadu Vargena Tayakalpitaha Srimad Bhagavata Puranayamalam Prema Pumartho Mahan Shri Chaitanya Mahaprabhor Mataidam Nayatra Yagraha Paraha Shrinvanta Svakatha Krishna Punya Shravana Kirtanam Ridhyantasta Bhadrani Vidunoti Suhrutsatam Nashta Prayeshu Abhadreshu Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya Bhagavati Uttama Shloke Bhaktir Bhavati Naishtiki. Grantra Srimad Bhagavatam ki. His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada ji ki. Brahma Madhva Gaudiya Sampradaya Acharya Guru Var ki. Anant Koti Vaishnava Vrinda ki. Hare Krishna. So first of all, I would like to pay my respectful obeisances to each one of you. Also, today present is my dear father. I offer my respectful obeisances to him. And of course to all the Vaishnavas, the Lordships Nitai Gaursundar, Lalita Vishakha, Radha Ras Bihari Ji, Sitaram Lakshman Manji Maharaj. Actually, I have no capability to speak on Srimad Bhagavatam, which is a very exalted grantha, but somehow or the other, by the mercy of the Vaishnavas and Srila Prabhupada, I will try to expound on some of the information that is given here in reference to this particular shloka. So I seek the blessings of Srila Prabhupada disciples and all senior Vaishnavas and all of you. Hare Krishna. So in this particular verse, the devatas, the demigods, are basically eulogizing, and many other verses, they are eulogizing the Supreme Personality of Godhead Krishna. As we all know, when you all went through this chapter, just to summarize, the appearance of the demon Vrittasura. It so happened once that Vishwarup, the son of Tvashta, he was performing a yajna, a sacrifice. And from his father's side, he was offering the oblations in the fire sacrifice in the yajna to the devatas or the demigods. And like he was saying, Om Indraya Idam Swaha, Om Agnaya Idam Swaha. So he was offering the different portions of the sacrifice of the yajna to the Devi Devatas, to the demigods. And on the mother's side, his family came from the asuras or from the demons. So he was secretly offering the oblations or the portion of the sacrifice to them. When Indra knew about it, he immediately thought that when he does this, the demons will become very powerful and his position will be compromised. And that is the case, especially when we have some kind of a bhakti or some kind of what we call is a selfish motive. to protect our position. When the complete or what we call is akam bhakti doesn't happen, then obviously we are always full of fear. And that fear was engulfing Indra. And that is the reason he said, let me finish off the root of this cause. So he killed Vishwarupa. He beheaded Vishwarupa for doing this. Now, because Vishwarupa was a Brahmin, and Brahmahatya is considered pretty, it's considered a very, very high level of pap or an impious activity. So he had to face the repercussions or the karmic action of that pap. So for 1 year he faced it, and he actually accepted the reaction. Although Srila Prabhupada writes, or even in the Srimad Bhagavatam, Vyasadeva writes, that he was capable of nullifying that reaction. Devatas are very much empowered by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So they are capable of nullifying reactions or nullifying shrapas. But he took it in a humble mood, and he said, okay, that's fine. I made this mistake of killing a Brahmin, so I should suffer. So he was repenting. And then obviously, as we know, after 1 year, it is said that our Vedic system is so nice that if you fast on somebody's behalf, they get the benefit. If you chant on somebody's behalf, you get the benefit. Sarvena Sukhi Bhavantu. The persons who are following, the Vaishnavas who are following Sanatan Dharma, they are always surut, well-wishers of everybody. So, his reaction was actually taken up 25% each by water, 25% by land, 25% by the trees, and 25% by the women. And in return, Indra gave them a benediction. But also, because they took the reaction, they had to suffer the consequences. So land, today we see the reason why the desert is there is because of the pap reaction of Indra, that land had taken 25%. But in return, Indra said that the whole land, wherever there is ditches, they will be filled with water. So as we see, sometimes we see ditches in so many places all over. So whenever there is rain, natural lakes or ponds they form. So that was the benefit that they got. The trees, they got the benefit. Shri Radha Ras Bihari Ji ki, Sitaram Lakshman Manji Maharaj ki, Patita Pavan Nitai Gaur Sundar ki, Srila Prabhupada Ji ki. So the benefit the trees got, that although they will be cut, they will grow again. If the branches of a tree are cut, or if you cut a plant, it grows. But at the same time, because of the reaction, the trees had to suffer by secreting sap. So Srila Prabhupada writes that taking sap from a tree is not considered very good. A lot of us who live in America or North America, they love to eat maple syrup with pancakes. So that maple syrup is actually varjit. It should not be taken as per our shastra. And any other sap, it should not be consumed. It is not auspicious. Then the water took the benediction and got the benediction from Indra. That water, whenever it is mixed with something, it will increase its volume. But at the same time, because 25% of Indra's reactions were to be suffered by water, water has bubbles in it. And it is said that one should not use water that has got bubbles, or partake any kind of water when it is infested with bubbles. And lastly, the women. The women got the benediction by taking the reaction from Indra, that they can enjoy sex up to almost their last stages of pregnancy. And as by nature, they will always remain lusty. That's what the Srimad Bhagavatam states. No offense here intended. But the benediction, and because they got that benediction, because that's what the women wanted, they had to suffer the reaction of the monthly menstrual cycle. So that is the 25% that they had to partake of Indra's reaction. Now, when Indra killed the Tvishta's son, Vishwarupa, Tvishta was extremely upset. And when he was upset, he decided to create a yajna to create enemies for Indra. So during the yajna, there was a mispronunciation or a misregulation. And out of that yajna, a very huge demon was produced. Just like Bhagavatam describes that in four directions how the arrows are dispersed, such a very huge blackish dark demon that kept on growing all the way up to the heavenly regions and beyond, he kept on expanding. And his eyes were like scorching like the sun, his mouth was like a cave, and he was so huge that he kept on growing and growing and growing that he could lick the stars, and he actually started eating up the universe. And because he was growing, it is known in Sanskrit, is known as Vritta. And because he was a demon, he is known as Asura. Therefore he is known as Vrittasura. So Vrittasura was created out of that yajna, and that was, Vrittasura was basically intended to kill Indra and all the Devi Devatas, demigods. So as soon as that happened, all the demigods, they put their armies together and they started fighting Vrittasur. But Vrittasur completely nullified their weapons. He actually even broke Indra's thunderbolt, Vajra. And all the attacks that were there by the demigods were in vain. So when that happened, the demigods immediately took shelter of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And that is one of the things that we all have to learn. Of course, being in the moment, Krishna consciousness, we have to go beyond that, just not for material things. But it is said in the Bhagavad Gita that there are four kinds of people who approach the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Artho, Artharthi, Jnani and Jigyasu. So instead of approaching somebody else, it is best to approach Lord Sri Krishna. Because Krishna is the one who gives the power to everyone. Whatever power we have, whether it is a small power that is possessed in a living entity or in a Devi Devta, it is all due to Krishna. For example, we know, all know that in the Brahma Samhita, it is described that Lord Ganesh, for example, he is known as Vignahari, right? So, yat pada pallavam yugam, vinidhaya kumbha, dvande samaya pranave samaya ganadi raja, vignan vinutulusya jagatrayasya, govindamadi purusham tamam bhajami. So, how did Lord Ganesh get the power of removing the obstacles? While he was bowing down at the lotus feet of Krishna, his tumuli, his tusks, touched the lotus feet of Krishna, and Krishna gave him the power to remove all the obstacles that are there. Therefore, there is a very common prayer that everybody sings, Vakratunda Mahakaya Surya Koti Samatra Nirvignam Kurme Devo Sarvakaresu Sarvada Asubakaresu Sarvada. So that power is given by demigods, all the demigods receive their power from Sri Krishna. Ishwara Parama Krishna Satchitananda Vigraha Anadiradir Govinda Sarva Karana Karanam. Brahma Samhita says, Lord Brahma says that Ishwara Parama, actually the word Ishwara means controller. We are all controllers. We are mini controllers. As we see in our attitude, in the house, maybe the husband controls the wife, or sometimes the wife is controlling the husband, the parents are controlling the children, the elder siblings are controlling the younger siblings, the elder brother is controlling the younger brother. In the office when you go, your boss controls you, etc. So that nature, we all have that nature of controlling. Because we are part and parcels of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Mama Vamsha Jiva Bhuta, Jiva Bhuta Sanatana. Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita that everybody, every living entity is my part and parcel. So because Krishna has that quality of controlling, and because we are minute, we are Anu, we have that quality also. But Ishwara Parama Krishna, he is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He controls all the other Ishwaras too. So therefore, the demigods, whenever there is a problem, and we all know in so many different granthas in our shastra, it is given that whenever there is a problem, they run to the Supreme. Paritranam sadunam vinashadi duskritam dharma sansthavaya sambhavami yuge yuge. Bhagavad Gita says that. So Krishna comes because out of love for the devotees, when they ask him, when they bleed to him. Generally Lord Brahma, headed by Lord Brahma and many other devotees like Lord Shiva, they go to the Karanadaksha Jal, and Lord Brahma conveys the problems that there are there. Like when Kams was doing a lot of atyachar, he was doing so many atrocities. At that time, Bhumi went and complained to the demigods, and they all went to the shore of the Karanajal, and Lord Brahma prayed to Karanadaksha Vishnu, please my dear Lord, here is the problem. There are so many problems because of this demon. So whenever there is problems, they go to the Purusha, who is the Supreme Lord, Supreme Purusha, and they pray. Like even the wonderful prayers in the Bhagavatam, Purusha Sukta, etc., they describe how the demigods, they take shelter of the Supreme Lord. And whenever they get into trouble. So, when they approach the Supreme Lord and they pray to them, the Supreme Lord was very pleased. And Lord Narayana, he actually first appeared in their hearts, and then he appeared in his four-armed form as Vishnu, along with 16 of his Parshadas. And they were very pleased, the demigods. And they started praying and eulogizing the Supreme Personality of Godhead. They reminded him that how they saved Satyavrata Manu in the Matsya Avatar, using the entire world, he was saved in the boat that was dragged along in the Matsya Avatar. He reminds him how the Supreme Lord, who is infallible, etc. There is a lot of, that is why Krishna is also known as Uttam Shloka. Uttam Shloka means when Krishna or the Supreme Personality of Godhead is eulogized with choice verses. Uttam means choice or best, and Shloka means verses. So this pleases the Lord. So in today's verse, they are saying that one can see that the Supreme Soul, although manifested in different ways, Karanadaksha Vishnu is actually the Super Soul. From him, millions and millions and millions, unlimited number of Paramatmas, they are actually emanating from him. There is expansions. As we see, even in the previous verse, I believe, Prabhupada quotes, Jagdantara Paramanuchandasa Govindam Adi Purusham Tamaham Bhajami. In every atom, there is Paramatma. His presence is there. Even if by modern science, if we see, if you take the structure of an atom, the atom has the nucleus, and around the nucleus is revolving the electrons and protons. Where is that energy coming from? Because Paramatma is present in every anu, in every under, in every atom, Paramatma is present. Not only in the living entities, but also in the inanimate. And actually there is no such thing as inanimate in one sense. Because these atoms, they have the energy to revolve the protons and the electrons, etc. But that is because Paramatma is present. So Paramatma is present. That is why another name, because he is present everywhere, he is known as Vishnu. The name Vishnu in Sanskrit means all-pervading. As we know the definition of God in English, they say that God is omniscient, omnipresent, and omnipotent. Omnipresent means he is present everywhere. Omnipotent means he is sarva-shaktiman. He is God. He possesses all kinds of energies. As a matter of fact, he is the source of all energies. He is a shaktiman. And he is abhigya. He is omniscient. He knows everything. Bhagavatam, first verse itself, it says, Krishna is abhigya and swarat. He knows everything directly and indirectly, and he is swarat. He is completely independent. So here in this verse, he is saying that this is the basic principle of everything. That because Paramatma is present, even in the material energy, because he is the cause of the material energy is caused by his sarva karana karanam. Ishvara Parama Krishna, Satchitananda Vigraha, Anadiradir Govinda, Sarva Karana Karanam. He is the cause of all causes. Therefore, the manifester of the intelligence and senses, he is pursued as the super soul of everything. Without him, everything would be dead. You as the super soul and the supreme controller are the only remaining. And then in today's verse, he says, oh, killer of Madhu demon. He reminds the Supreme Lord that you are the killer of the demon Madhu. We all know in our history that sometime around the beginning of creation, when Lord Brahma was seated, there were two demons that came out from the ear wax of Lord Vishnu, Madhu and Kaitab. When Madhu and Kaitab manifested and they grew big and huge, they challenged Lord Brahma to a battle, that come fight with me. And Lord Brahma knew that he was not capable of fighting these demons. So they obviously again, they approached Krishna. They approached Lord Narayana. They approached Lord Vishnu. That please, my dear Lord, please save me. While he was approaching Lord Vishnu, Madhu demon followed and he tried to find Brahma and he found him in Vaikuntha. And he said that, come on, fight with me. Brahma, you should fight. You are in such an exalted position. And people who can only fight and who are victorious deserve an exalted position. So if you are deserving with this exalted position, you must fight with me. So then Lord Vishnu said, okay, don't worry. I think I will fight with you. I will complete your desire. The reason why I am expounding a little bit more on Madhu is because there is a reason behind this demon, the asuric qualities that sometimes we all possess. So Madhu demon fought with Vishnu, and then at that point, one time Vishnu said that, you know, after that you are very chivalrous, you are very brave, ask me for a benediction. And Madhu demons laughed back at Vishnu and said, ha ha, you are the one who is going to get killed. You are the one who will be defeated. You should ask me for a benediction, rather. So look at the arrogance. So we all have this kind of a Madhu demon in us. Sometimes when we are arrogant, when we have so much pride in us, that is a representation of Madhu demon. Sometimes we say, when we are interacting with people, like we also have seen our experience in our personal life. I have done it in my own life. Let me put it that way. I want to talk about others. So when we are angry or when we are upset at somebody, we always challenge them. And what will you do for me? I can do something for you. So Madhu demon was so arrogant that he said, oh Vishnu, I will give you benediction. Benediction ko kya bolte Hindi mein? Vardhan. So I will give you Vardhan. You ask of me. So then Vishnu said, okay, no problem. I desire that you be killed by me. At my hands. Krishna is very tricky. Krishna is the biggest cheater. Nobody can cheat Krishna. He is such a biggest cheater that nobody one time, Srila Prabhupada, a nice example. One disciple came to Srila Prabhupada. And Srila Prabhupada, he said, Prabhupada, I am so fallen. I am the most fallen. So Srila Prabhupada said, you are the most nothing. You are trying to take the number one position. So sometimes we think, oh, sabse bada chor hai. No, sabse bada chor Krishna hai. Nobody is a bigger chore than Krishna. Sri Vallabhacharya writes a wonderful poem that he is such a big chore that he has even stolen our hearts and our minds. The gopis also say, Krishna is telling Uddhav that Krishna, we don't even have a mind left of ours. Krishna has stolen our mind. Chitta chor. One of the names of Krishna is Chitta chor. So he is very tricky. Nobody can cheat him. Sometimes we think that, oh, nobody is watching. Nobody is looking at us. And we can do any kind of nonsense. But no, we cannot cheat the Paramatma. He is sitting right within our heart. And he knows exactly. And sometimes there is a certain reason why we come down and bow down in front of him. Or we come down. He knows why exactly we are here. Even within our devotee community, when we are practicing Krishna consciousness, how many of us really desire pure bhakti when we go in front and stand in front of the Lord? How many of us pray like the acharyas? Like Thakur Bhakti, we know, like Narottam Das Thakur. Actually, their bhajans are full of prayers. That's what they teach us. How to pray. Sometimes we mechanically just bow down. Namah Vishnu Pada Krishna Vishnu Bhutra Shivate Bhakti Vedan Swami Namaste Sarasvati Guru Vani Nivishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishish I'm talking about myself. I don't know about all of you, but you know, generally speaking. So that bhav, he knows. But of course, he is very kind. Regardless of what motive we come with. Like the demigods came here with a motive so that they could be secured in their position. Tumi to rakhi bevare, ke rakhi te pare. Bhakti Vinod Thakur writes, if you want to kill, right, nobody can keep you. But tumi to If you want to protect, then nobody can kill. So taking shelter of the Supreme Personality of Godhead is the best thing, regardless of what problems we may have. But here further, in this verse, they say there is two kinds of bhakti here. Such devotees who are so exalted, they forget the tiny reflection of the so-called material happiness produced out of the material senses of sight and sound. Samashrita yat pada pallavam plavam mahatpadam yasho mahatpadam yasho murari bhavam budhir vatsa padam padam. So in this verse it is described that one who takes shelter of the lotus feet of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, that is like a boat that can cross over the entire ocean. Somewhere in this chapter earlier, it is mentioned that sometimes people take shelter if you are drowning, and if you catch the tail of a dog, the dog knows how to swim, Shri Prabhupada writes. But does that mean that dog can save you, cross the ocean? No. You have to take the proper measures to get into the proper boat. So, Samashritam Pada Pallavam Plava. The Supreme Personality of Godhead's lotus feet are the boat that can take you over the Bhavsagar. And when one does that, when one takes full shelter of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, what happens? Simply, it is like Bhagavatam is describing, like when it rains, and we have seen when we go to Vrindavan or some village, the mud is there, and the footprints of the little calf, not even the cow. Chote bachde hote hai na? Little cows. So when the footprints are there in the mud, there is little water in it. So when sometimes we are going through that, we simply cross over. So how easy it is to cross over? Simply the little footprint of the cow that is filled with water. Crossing the material ocean becomes as easy as that when we take shelter of the lotus feet of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So people who have taken shelter of those who are pure devotees, they do not care about the chapal sukh. Bhaja ho re mana Shri Nanda Nandana Abhay Charana Ravindare. Krishna's lotus feet is known as Abhay Charan. It gives you complete fearlessness if you are surrendered to this lotus feet of Krishna. E dhana yauvana putra parijana ite ki ache paradidi re. All these relatives, all these friends that we have, they are of no use to you. And simply, we are serving E dine yamini jagire. Vifale sevinu kripana durjana chapala sukha lavalagire. Just for small material pleasure, flickering material happiness. So the pure devotees don't care about that. There's a very nice example. One time, one thief came to Sanatan Goswami Pad's Bhajan Kutir in Vrindavan. And he had heard that Sanatan Goswami had Chintamani stone. Chintamani stone is that kind of stone that when you touch it to any metal or any iron, that will become gold. So one devotee had come and wanted to give, just like when we go to sadhus, somebody gives presents, right? Or some dakshina. Somebody gives money, somebody gives gold coins, somebody gives fruit. Yathashakti. Right? So one person wanted to give the Chintamani stone to Sanatana Goswami Pad. So when he gave the Chintamani stone to Sanatana Goswami Pad, was engrossed in his wonderful sublime bhakti. He said, okay, leave it there in the corner. By the kuda, by the garbage, by the bin. So that person was kind of surprised. He's asking me to leave it there, such a precious thing. People generally keep it in a tijori, in a safe. But anyways, he left it there. One thief was watching. So the thief said that I must get that Chintamani stone. So he went into the kutir of Sanatana Goswami Pad, and he said that he actually grabbed that stone, and he said that I know you have something very precious. And I think it is that Chintamani. Can I take it? He says, okay, take it, no problem. Maybe my memory is a little failing, but this is the essence. So forgive me if the sequence of the Leela is not the same. So when the thief took the Chintamani stone, he left the kutir, he left the hut. And suddenly he stopped. He said, This man is giving me such a precious thing. I think he has got something even more precious. What could that be? I think I must go and get that. So he went back inside and asked Sanatan Goswami Pad, "My dear Sanatan Goswami, my dear Maharaj, why do you give me this?" So he said, "This is as good as garbage. Then you must definitely have something much more higher and much more valuable." He said, "Yes. Do you want it?" So he said, "Yes, sure, I would love to get it." So he then initiated him into the Harinam. Gave him Bhagavad Bhakti. Excuse me. So that is the highest treasure. So such devotees, they don't care about the tiny so-called material happiness produced from the material senses of sight and sound. Free from all desires. Such devotees are the real friends of all living entities. So they are free from all these material desires. Rupa Goswami says in Chaitanya Charitamrita Madhya Leela, "Anya Vilashita Shunya Jnana Karma Navritam Anukulena Krishna Anushilanam Tad Bhakti Ruttama." What is Uttam Bhakti? Somebody may ask, so in a very wonderful way, Rupa Goswami has explained, topmost bhakti or the topmost level of bhakti is Anya Abhilashita Shunya. All material desires should be zero. And they should be bereft of even jnana and karma. Jnana, karma, anavritam. And then, okay, if there are no desires, no material desires, we should not get engaged in jnana, we should not get engaged in karma, then what should we do? Anukulina Krishna Anushilanam Tad Bhakti Ruttama. Whatever pleases Sri Krishna, that is Uttam Bhakti. That is the quality. And we are so fortunate that we are in this Brahma Madhva Gaudiya Sampradaya. We are so fortunate that Srila Prabhupada has given this esoteric bhav, this esoteric as the highest pinnacle of bhakti, which is not found. There are different levels. Not to deride any level of bhakti, all are good, but this is called akam bhakti. Akam bhakti. Where we do not expect anything in return. As a matter of fact, if you read our acharya's books and our bhajans, they don't even ask for the darshan of the Lord. They don't even ask for the darshan of the Lord. Actually, Srila Bhakti Siddhant Prabhupada, our Prabhupada's Gurudev, said that don't try to see Krishna. He said, don't try to Sri Krishna, but perform your seva, your service in such a way that whenever Krishna pleases, he will see you. That is the parikasta. That is the bhav. There is another quick leela on Radhagun. Raghunath Das Goswami, he had the highest vairagya. His level of vairagya was so high that he didn't even have a kutir. He used to sit on the banks of Radhagun and every day he used to chant 3 lakh names or more. About 18 or 19 hours a day he used to chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. And we all know in Vrindavan, in the time of summertime, how much heat is there. The weather 45, 50 degrees. So one time as he was chanting on the banks of Radhagund, a little bit further off, Sanatana Goswami Pad was approaching and he saw behind Raghunath Das Goswami was Sriji, Thakurani, Srimati Radharani ji, holding her achal like this, covering the head of Raghunath Das. So much love and reciprocation that the Supreme Devi, Srimati Radha Radhika Rani, Madan Mohana Mohini, whom even Krishna goes after, personally served Raghunath Das Goswami. But then Sanatan Goswami kind of told him that, "Come here, my dear Raghunath, this is not nice. Our aim or our goal is to serve the Jugal Jodi, Radha and Krishna, not to take service from them. So now you better build a hut." So much vairagya is also not good that the Supreme Personality of Godhead comes and serves you. In another instance, when he was chanting the holy name of the Lord, there was a tiger drinking water on Radhakund banks. And at one time it was noticed that Lord Krishna was standing behind him, guarding him with a sword. He was taking all the heat and he was taking all the inconveniences. So Sanatana Goswami Pad said, "Yes, your vairagya is great,
But that great vairagya is not sufficient or not good enough to, so that we take seva from the Jugal Jodi. So we have to realize that the kind of bhav for bhakti is such. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was asked, who are you? So he said, Gopi Bhartu Padakamalayo, Dasanu Dasanu Das. I am not a Brahmin, I am not a sannyasi, I am not a Vipra, Keno Vipranaya, Keno, I am not a Vaishya, I am not a Shudra. He said that all the different eight Varna and ashrams that are there, he I am not there. Who are you? What is your identity, my dear sir? Gopi Bhartu Padakamalayo, Dasanu Dasanu Das. I am the servant of 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 the gopis. So our Brahmabhadra Gaudiya Sampradaya is so high. We aspire to be the servants of the servants of Srimati Radhika. Because all our acharyas, they are manjaris. They are sevikas, direct sevikas of Srimati Radharani. And they get the highest seva. They even get higher seva than the gopis sometimes. Because even Lalita and Vishakaji, they actually remove themselves from the kunja so that they do not interrupt their intimate pastimes. But only small, little balikas, adolescent girls who are known as manjaris in Raj, they are given pravesh into that leela. So they have access to more leela than even the inner gopis or the astra gopis. So my point here is that such pure devotion is totally anya vilashita shunya. They do not care. Shri Prabhupada is such a wonderful, always. They are anukulena Krishna anushilam. If we read Lila Amrit, this temple, Juhu temple, was such a struggle in our movement. Actually it was started many years ago, but Prabhupada had to go through, and the devotees had to go through such a struggle. Land grabbing was there, that Mr. Nair had taken over, sold the land to 3-4 different people, and then it had to go to court. Devotees served Radha Ras Bihari under a tarp, under a roof. There were rats going there, but devotees stayed. So Prabhupada used to pray, my dear Radha Ras Bihari ji, if you so desire, please complete this temple. Prabhupada never said that, oh, we will complete it. Wherever Prabhupada went, he always used to pray to the deities, my dear Lord, if you so desire. If you so desire. Agar Prabhu, aap agar chahe to. That is bhakti. Anukulina Krishna Anushilam Bhakti Ruttama. So, and they are the real friends. They are surut. Because Krishna, in Bhagavad Gita says, Bhoktaram Sarva Yajna Tapasya, Sarva Loko Maheshwaram, Surut Sarva Bhutanam, Gyatva Mam Shanti Richati. Because Krishna and Krishna devotees are non-different in quality. As a matter of fact, it is said that Krishna's devotees are more merciful than Krishna himself. They are Krishna, Bhagavan Krishna has different kinds of leela. There is Kripa leela, there is Srishti leela, there is so many different kinds of leela. So devotees are such pure devotees who are Anya Vilashita Shunya, they are basically completely bereft of any kind of material desires. Why did Srila Prabhupada at the age of almost 69, 70 years leave Vrindavan? He was comfortably situated in the sannyas ashram. But he was reminded of his Guru Maharaj's words that if you get money, print books, and you are, please preach this message of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Srimad Bhagavatam to the English speaking world. You are very well educated. When he was a young man, these instructions were given, and Srila Prabhupada was thinking within himself, how can I serve my Guru? How can I serve my Guru? So it is not out of ambition. A lot of us preach out of ambition, but pure devotees, they preach out of compassion. That compassion is there. Tava katha amritam, tapta jivanam, kavi viriditam, kalma shapaham, shravana mangalam, shrimad adatam, bhuvi grinanti je bhuridajana. Bhuvi grinanti je bhuridajana. Bhuvi grinanti je bhuridajana. Those devotees are indeed the highest benefactor of mankind that actually go around and they preach the glories of Allah for the benefit of their mankind. Prabhupada used to say that one should know ultimate good in order to do good. There are so many different ways one can do good. And one quick little example. I'm sure in your childhood, or you may have seen that you may have gone to a big mela or a fair. Right? Some of you may have gone. Very, very crowded area. And there's a little child who is lost. And he's crying. And the child is crying. And thousands of people are passing in that mela. And one person will stop and say, beta, my dear child, why are you crying? be quiet, everything will be okay, stand there, your parents will come, and then he goes out. There's a second person who comes, and he says, oh my dear child, don't cry, here I will give you some ice cream, I will give you some candy, please take it. And he tries to keep the child quiet, and the sobbing child or the crying child is stopping for a few minutes, and you know, because that uncle is giving him candy or putting some sweet words in his mouth, and kind of consoling him. And then that person also leaves. Then there's this third person who comes. He not only consoles him, he talks about nice sweet words. He takes him to the office and he makes an announcement. Like, falane falane ka ladka kho gaya hai. He's wearing a red color pant, white color shirt. And he's crying, please come. Nobody comes. Maybe the parents cannot hear the announcement. So what he does is, he basically, somehow or the other, coaxes the child into giving him all the information so that he can find his parents, and he takes him by the finger and takes him back home to his house. Now all three people are good. Is it true or not? All three people have done good work. But who has done the highest benefit or the highest good? So such are our acharyas. Because that's what Krishna wants. Bhagavad Gita mein Bhagavan kehte hai, Bhagavan says in the Bhagavad Gita that those who preach my message of the Bhagavad Gita are most dear to me. Never in the past, nor in the future, or present, nor is nobody more dear to me. So what is the reason for preaching? Yes, one can build school, colleges, hospitals, can do philanthropic works. That's not bad, it's a good thing. But it is probably in the category of number 1 and 2, not category number 3 as given in this example. Because if you feed a poor person, is he not going to feel hungry tomorrow? If you give somebody some money, is his need not going to be finished in a few days? But if you give them Krishna Bhakti, if their Krishna Bhakti manifests in them, then you are completely stopping their Janma Mrityu Jara Vyadi cycle. That is the highest benefactor. So therefore it says, devotees are the real friends of all living entities, offering their minds unto you and enjoying transcendental bliss. So their minds are already... Ami to nahi amar. Bhaktivinoda Thakur says that I am not even mine. Actually, in Sharanagati, the principle of Sharanagati or surrender is what? One can give up everything, materials or things. Manasa deha geha jo kichu mora arpilu thua pade nanda kishora. But jo kuch mora means, Thakur Bhaktivinoda explains, the highest principle of surrender is even surrendering your minute independence that we have. We all have anuswatantata. We all have anu. Anu means little, and swatantrata means independence. Even surrendering that to the Supreme Lord, that is the highest. One can surrender wealth, kamini, kanchan, pratishtha. These three things one can surrender. It's very difficult to surrender pratishtha, because it's on a subtle platform. But to surrender even your minute independence, ami to nahi amar ki kare paradhan. There is no need of any, and there is no necessity of any other wealth, because I know you are mine and I am yours. So they are sure. So, O Lord, you are the sole and dear friend of such devotees. Narottam Das Thakur says in one this bhajan, Ehi bar karo, karuna karo, Vaishnav Gosai. He says that, Tumara rile sada Govinda Vishram, Govinda kohena, Vaishnav mama pran. One may think that okay, Paramatma is there in everybody's heart. But the word here, particular word that is used by Narottam Das Thakur is Vishram. Vishram means he is at ease and he is at peace and he is very happy. It is not necessary that Paramatma is happy in our hearts if we are not situated well. So, and Govinda Kohena, Vaishnava Mama Pran. Lord Krishna says, Govinda says that Vaishnavas, they are my life and soul. So, O Lord, you are the sole and dear friend of such devotees who never need return to the material world. So, once you are surrendered to the Supreme Lord, you never return to the material world. Now, this last sentence I would like to just expound maybe a minute or two. When we say we never return to the material world, actually, some of us very sometimes loosely use the word, oh, we will go back home, back to Godhead. Actually, that is not even goal either. It is not our goal to go home, back to Godhead. In Radha Dasyam or in our Vipralamba Bhava that our Acharyas teach is wherever we are situated, Swargeshu, Nargeshu, Abhavargeshu, Samatulya Darshina. For a Vaishnava, regardless where they are situated, they don't care. They are always situated
They look at all these places, Swarg, Narak, and Apavarga, or the higher planetary systems, or even, as a matter of fact, Vaikuntha, or Golok Vrindavan. For them, they do not desire that. If the Lord desires that I serve Him, He will grant me service in Golok. But if the Lord desires that I come here in this Bhumandal and preach like Prabhupada, Shri Prabhupada, our Acharyas, they came, they were in Srimati Radharani's service. But they came down. Why? For the benefit of all. Vancha kalpa tarobhyascha kripa sindhubhya evacha. They are the ocean of mercy. Patitanam pavanebhyo. They are the friend of the most fallen, and they uplift the fallen souls. Vaishnavebhyo namo namaha. So, therefore, the devotees and the Supreme Lord are surut. And anybody who does not, who takes to this process will never return the material. Even if you return, you are not in the material world. Prabhupada gives this example, like the American consulate, right, or the American embassy. It is in Delhi, or it is located here on Breach Candy, the consulate. Although it is in India, it is not India. Once you enter the compound of their consulate, it is United States. Just to give you a very simple example. So for a Vaishnava, even if he is here in the material world, we should not consider that they are not Vaishnavena Jati Buddhi. There's a nice bhajan written by Bhakti Siddhant Prabhupada. The one who considers that a Vaishnava is an ordinary person, that is nonsensical. And one who considers that the deity of the Lord is patthar or stone, that is not appropriate. That is the road to Narak that takes you to the hell. So the point being that when they say that never need return to the material world, that means even if you come back, you're not in the material world. You're always Krishna Parayan. So how could they give up engagement in your devotional service? So such devotees, once they have tasted a drop of that nectar, how can they? So many of us, as we can see, so many of you all here are in the movement for so many years. Some of them, even in second generation, they are 2 decades, almost 3 decades. And some of Srila Prabhupada's disciples are there for 4 decades. Or something like that. So why is it? Every day they are here, they are chanting the holy name of the Lord. There is something in it. Once you taste that nectar, you may not want to give it up. Actually, this nectar, Harinam Prabhu, if you are sincere, He will not leave you. Even if you leave Him, under certain circumstances, sometimes it happens. That certain devotees may go astray a little bit. But what happens? Harinam and Prabhupada's mercy brings you back. Because this is the drop of once, what is nectar? What is that verse in the Bhagavad Gita? The Param Drishtva Anivartate. Once you get the higher taste, then all the other inferior taste, all other the objects of the inferior things, we have no taste for them. Vishyam Anivartate Niraharasya Deinam Raso Arjav Rasopyasya Param Drishtva Anivartate. So thank you very much. I stop here. If I have made any mistakes, I ask for your forgiveness. If there is any comments or any questions, I would be glad to take them. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki. Hare Krishna. Thank you very much.